Shares in Nintendo are down to a five-year low. It's an instant reaction to a new games console, the Wii U. Nintendo have been showing it off at a huge trade fair in California, but it seems the critics were rather underwhelmed. Andy Robertson is a family gaming expert. He's at the trade fair. It's called the Electronic Entertainment Expo. Andy, Nintendo revolutionised gaming, didn't they, with the Wii? I suppose the hope was that they could do the same thing again.
Yes, when they brought the Wii to market about 5 years ago, it was the controls that they offered were just very different to anything else that existed. And so they've come back with this Wii U, as they're calling it, that offers both an upgrade in terms of the visuals, but also, again, an innovation in terms of control and how you interact with the game.
So for those who've never used a Wii, just explain for us how the original Wii works. You have to wave the controls around, don't you? Move around a bit as you use it.
That's right. You control the games holding, rather than the sort of intimidating joystick or joypad, you hold a device that's like a white TV remote, and by moving it through the air, the console can detect how you're moving it. And that relates to actions you're doing in the game. So if you're playing tennis, you do a similar action in real life to strike the ball in a video game. So it's quite a compelling experience because it's so simple.
And also you're not just sitting about like a couch potato, which is the way they marketed the thing. Now, tell us about this Wii U. What does this bring to gaming that no one has thought of before?
Well, really, it's a similar sort of story to the original Wii. It's taking existing technology, but applying it in quite an intelligent way. So it's all based around the new Wii U controller. Now, on this controller, which is substantially bigger than the Wii remotes that we're used to with the current Wii, there's a screen, and that screen enables the Wii U games to provide specific information to one of the players. They can have a map or just a sort of a layout of what's going on in the game that other players wouldn't have. So that changes the way and the sorts of games you can create. Along with that, you can also pick the controller up and put it in front of you so that the screen is now in your sort of vision. And by moving that around in your room, you can actually look around the world in the video game. So if you wanted to see what was on your left, you would just turn to your left in real life with the control screen in front of you, and you'd see it. So it sort of extends the gaming world out of a traditional big TV screen and sort of into this device that's in your hands. And that combines with the world you see on the screen to create an unusual and quite an interesting experience, I think.
Well, you thought it was interesting. The markets have given it a bit of a thumbs down. What are the reservations about it?
Well, I think the best way to see this is in comparison to what Microsoft did recently with their Kinect controller, which is a similar innovation and lets you stand in front of a camera and control a game just by moving. But there, that was an addition to your 360 console, so you could just buy it as an add-on. Whereas with the Wii U, you have to set aside your current Wii console and buy a whole new system. So to use this new innovative controller, you also need to buy a new console. And that's going to be a substantially more expensive proposition to customers.
I understand people were also worried that you play this with people who are simply in the room, whereas I'm told where the gaming experience is going is playing with people remotely, maybe even in different countries, the same game against people that you can't see.
Yeah, I mean, that has been always a focus of Nintendo, has been about playing with your family in a local space, whereas other console manufacturers such as Microsoft with the 360 or Sony with the PlayStation 3 have really embraced this online video game experience, so you could be playing with people from all over the world in the same video game space.
Now, this Wii U thing isn't going to be on sale for this year, is it? What do you think is going to be on the Christmas list?
Well, I think what we'll see is a sort of the existing consoles are sort of becoming quite mature. So it's really all about the games that are coming out for the 360 and PS3. Other titles we're seeing at E3 are sort of a broadening of what the Kinect offering has. So as I was saying earlier, this is a device that lets you control games just by moving around in front of your video game console. And what they've bought at E3 is a much broader range of experiences for those sorts of games. And this is embracing not just the sort of family gamers that has often been the target of these sort of motion control games, but also voice control comes into more hardcore video games, so that you can actually control what's happening in the game just by speaking to your console, which is something that changes how it feels to play, as well as the actual mechanics of gameplay.
Andy Robertson, thank you.